Senate, please come to order. Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary will please take the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Father Innocent of the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church.
From this day forth, from this hour, from this minute, let us learn to love God above all. O Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of thy eternal Father, thou said with thy most holy lips, without me ye can do nothing. O my Lord, in faith we embrace thy words with our hearts and souls and bow before thy goodness. Help us, unworthy ones, to complete the work we are about to begin. To thy own glory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 17th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Journal for the 17th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The Journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, I have a very good friend of mine from the Anchorage, Jerry, Amy Prestigard, who is here visiting our city.
Senator Curtula.
President Mann, it needs no introduction, but a long time distinguished Alaskan member of this body, former member of this body, John Cochran.
Welcome, Senator Coghill. As an ex-member of this body, you have the privilege of the floor if you wish to say anything.
Looks like the same game, just different players.
That's encouraging or discouraging, I'm not sure which. Does anybody else have any guests to introduce? Are there any messages from the governor?
There's a message of January 31, a five-page letter from the governor on energy problems. This has been distributed to the senators. That's the only message this morning.
Are there any messages from the other house?
There are none.
Communications?
We have no communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
Senator
Hackney?
Here we stand at each.
Please come back to order. We're still under standing committee reports. Madam Secretary?
Under standing committee reports, the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill 325, providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $15 million for the purpose of paying the cost of construction and development of senior citizen housing. And a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. And signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senator Strzelczuk and Senator Fahrenkamp. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. Senate Bill 325 has a further referral to finance. That is the only standing committee report today.
Are there any special committees?
There are none.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 369 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on the Constitutional Convention. An act directing the Lieutenant Governor to refer the question of a constitutional convention to the people and providing for an effective date.
State affairs.
Senate Bill number 370 by Senators Coletta and Bradley, an act relating to fire prevention.
Community and regional affairs.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
Senate will please come back to order. This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 334 by Senator Ziegler and Hackney, an act relating to the acquisition of land by the United States and providing for an effective date, was in second reading held from January 28. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ray, which has been distributed.
Senator Ray.
I move for the adoption of the amendment. What this does, Mr. President, is straighten out the language. I think that the person that drafted the bill had forgotten that the majority of the land in the state is federal lands, and in order to identify the lands that we're talking about, it would need the insertion of state land or the identification of state land, et cetera. And it's merely a housekeeping bill straightening out exactly what we want to say. I'd ask unanimous consent. I've talked to the chairman of the judiciary, who is also the prime sponsor, also the senator from Fairbanks, who is the co-sponsor. The amendment was drafted by the president of the state to take care of the problem. Ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent's been asked. Without objection, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 334 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill number 334 amended. An act relating to the acquisition of land by the United States and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ziegler first.
Yes, Mr. President. The bill is patterned after an Oklahoma statute, which is the law in that state. And yesterday I distributed some research material explaining what the bill would purport to do. Section A deals with certain specified purposes for which the United States could acquire state land, and that's predicated upon Section 8 of Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Subsection B, beginning on line 23, says you cannot take any of our state land, feds, without the consent of a majority of both houses of our legislature if it is to be acquired by the United States for any other purpose than those enumerated in subsection A. The final paragraph says that, in essence, we neither approve nor condone what's happened to our lands in recent years. There is a constitutional question, admittedly. However, this bill is in line with the Sagebrush Rebellion. It takes a jab at the federalities in general and at the current administration in particular. I would recommend you support it.
Right, Senator Stimson, did you wish the floor?
Yes, Mr. President. I appreciate the intent of the bill. In reviewing it, it appears to me that it really serves no substantive purpose. And I can see where occasionally this body takes some actions to make it look like we're doing something meaningful, when in fact our actions are for show only. And in my opinion, this bill falls in that category. It creates a law that is confusing and at best obfuscating. And in this respect, I'm reminded of the mouse that roared. I think it's unnecessary. It's a law that just, it's one more law that eventually will probably need to be repealed. I think it's unnecessary and urge the body to speak against the motion.
The bill. Thank you.
Mr. President, if the good,
Senator Ziegler,
if the good senator from Anchorage thinks I'm doing this for show, the good senator has another thing coming.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, with due respect to my colleague from Anchorage, I think that this is the first time it's been outlined exactly what we're talking about as far as the federal government. In other words, the state of Alaska is talking about state land, municipal land, et cetera. And I think it's something that's necessary and needed. And he's my very good friend, but I hate to disagree with his premise on this one.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 334, as amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent.
And so Senate Bill number 334, as amended, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 334 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. This brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. And we're now under unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? At this time, I would like to give Senate Bill 120 an additional referral to finance. Special orders? Does anybody have anything under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Ziegler?
Title 4, 1:30 this afternoon, Judiciary Committee.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Community and Regional Affairs, 1:30, Senate Bill 319 and 324.
Senator Mulcahy?
Friday, Senate State Affairs, in addition to SB 301 and SB 361, will, and SCR 40, will also be considering SCR 37. Relating to the reduction of the cost of living allowance paid for federal employees in Alaska.
Senator Bennett?
Resources will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. The bills will be posted later today on the bulletin board and announced from the floor tomorrow.
Thank you. Any further? Senator Sackett?
Finance tomorrow at 8:30.
Senator Coletta? We stand at ease, please.
Senator, please come back to order. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, may we revert to special orders, please?
Without objection, the Senate reverts to special orders.
Mr. President, in my local paper, I note the front page says Californian to examine guide case. To my knowledge, there has been no notification to the Senate of exactly how this matter would be handled. I would prefer not to learn about matters concerning the Senate in the front page of the paper, so perhaps the chair could either advise us now of the chair's intent in this matter, or perhaps by written memorandum indicate which approach will be taken. This is a question to the chair, and either method of responding is fine with me, but I think we should know exactly what's going on, and I think the public will demand to know exactly what's going on.
I have no objection to doing it directly from the chair, Senator. A man is on the payroll at this time. He has asked that it would hamper his investigation substantially if he had to spend his time talking to the press. And while he would prefer to have a few days where he could drift around, ask questions, look into things, everything will be made public. The man will be available for questioning by the press at such time as the findings are brought in. But if one is actually interested in finding facts, I have no intention of crippling the person that has been hired to find the facts. And that's really all it is. I went through another party to where I did not pick the person, and I am not instructing him other than the fact that it shall be confined to those subjects that were mentioned on the floor of this Senate. Is that satisfactory? Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, Mr. President. I appreciate your courtesy.
Thank you, sir. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, in a preface motion with an explanation, we're not going to place an adjournment motion. We're going to place a recess motion until 4 p.m. this afternoon. The reason for the recess is some anticipated messages from the other body. So just a skeleton crew will be necessary to receive them should they come. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate recess to a call of the chair approximately 4 p.m.
Senate stands in recess. Order. I think the secretary would like to revert to standing committee reports first.
Messages from the House, maybe?
Or messages from the House? All right, messages from the House.
Message of January 31, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 509 rules by the Rules Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
That's the only House message. Standing committee reports.
Standing committee reports, Madam Secretary.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 319, exemption from municipal property taxation, and the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sturdulski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Mulcahy, Rohde, and Stimson. Senate Bill 319 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 324, amending the formula for property tax equivalency payments for senior citizens, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sturdulski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Mulcahy, Rohde, and Stimson. Senate Bill 324 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 293. The Rules Committee considered the following bills and recommend they be placed on the February 1 calendar. Senate Bill 293, presumptive death. Senate Bill 311, ride sharing. Senate Bill 365, imposing penalties on persons who deal in intoxicating liquors without a license. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ziegler, and Tillian. These three bills will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this afternoon.
The Senate reverts to announcements. No further announcements. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the National Anthem's consent to Senate adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senate stands in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.